This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to cover a lot today, and I want to pick up where we left off on, I believe it was Wednesday, talking about Romans 13 upside down on its head, and I want to bring clarity and put it right side up as to where it belongs concerning Scripture, because there's those that actually believe that we're supposed to submit to tyranny, but I'm proving in Scripture that you can find nowhere in Scripture is the church called to submit to tyranny in any sense of the word anywhere. As a matter of fact, the church is called to do just the exact opposite, yet we're hearing from over 300,000 pulpits today that are biblically illiterate, friends, to actually teach you how to submit to tyranny. So we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. But before we do that, I wanted to hit this as well. Folks, what I'm going to highlight now, you can't make up. You just can't make it up, okay? A helicopter to drop 30,000 Easter eggs at Illinois church, sharing the hope of Jesus. I mean, you want to understand, friends, why kids are confused? What does Easter eggs have to do with Easter? What does a bunny have to do with Easter? I mean, it's like Christmas, friends. What does Santa Claus have to do with Christmas? It takes the place of the Christ who was sacrificed, friends, on the behalf of mankind when he shed his blood on Calvary to redeem us back unto himself. That's all it is. Friends, as a young boy, I can distinctly remember Christmas and Easter, because Christmas was about a guy with a long white beard named Santa Claus, and as long as we were good, he would give us what we wanted. And Easter was about a bunny and eggs. Yet I can't find this in Scripture. It's idolatry. I'd go to church on these holidays as well, Christmas and Easter, Thanksgiving as well, friends. Pretty much the only time I can remember going as a kid. And I never really understood with clarity as to why we were in the church speaking of Jesus on these particular holidays. In other words, I was completely confused. After services, we would leave and go home and open presents on Christmas. And on Easter, we would try to find a basket with bunny and eggs in it. And I never made the correlation. Again, I was simply confused. I also knew that there would be no Easter if there were no Christmas, so I needed to understand the meaning of what was behind both of them. Christmas is the celebration of God the Father giving his only begotten Son to the world to redeem men through his sacrifice, and that applies to those that believe upon him only. Mark 16:16, Matthew 1:21, Luke 1:26-35, and John 3:15. It has nothing to do with the man called Santa Claus. And on the other hand, Easter is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the tomb on the third day after his crucifixion and burial. Again, it has nothing to do with bunnies and eggs. And by the way, bunnies don't lay eggs. What am I talking about? I'm highlighting, friends, that churches across America today, and one in particular in Illinois, are going to host Easter. weekends by dropping over 30,000 Easter eggs, sharing the hope of Jesus. If you want to share the hope of Jesus, then preach Christ crucified. So again, let me ask you the question. Why is Santa Claus or Easter bunnies put in the place of Christ and in the face of millions only to confuse the message? Friends, for just that reason, to confuse you and divert your attention from the real meaning of what God has done through his son on your behalf. That's what this is about. They are frivolous vanities introduced only to entertain you out of a salvation that was blood bought on your behalf. Read Philippians 2:12, 1 John 2:15 through 17. Again, listen carefully. God proved his love on the cross in a demonstration, 1 John 4:10. Christ hung on that cross, John 3:16, and bled for you and me. He washed us in his blood, Revelations 1:5. And I got a question for you as I pause. Can you see him hanging on the cross for your sins? Can you hear him? Can you see the agony of his soul? I mean, it tells us in 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us back unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the spirit. Friends, what was all this? It was love demonstrated, which speaks loud and clear through action, 1 John 3:18, to a sinful world with the offer of redemption at his expense. Now, friends, listen carefully. Christmas is about Christ. Easter is about Christ and Christ alone. Whenever you add to it or take away from it, the Bible tells us that you're preaching a different gospel. Read Galatians 1 when you first get a moment. Now, friends, with that said, if you'd like to check out on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, I did an article called Tearing Down the Pagans and Putting Christ in Their Place. And putting Christ in his place, might I add. You can check it out on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty. And by the way, before we start talking about our next topic, which is Romans 13, putting it right side up, keep in mind that the church is called to overcome evil by being good, Romans 12:21. As well, friends, we're going to be talking about reproving darkness by being the light. Read Ephesians 5 when you get a moment as well. We talked about submission to authority on Wednesday. And then what we did is we talked about limited authority through those that serve we the people. And keep in mind, their authority is given by we the people because, again, I love making reference to the Declaration of Independence, which is the seedbed. They that serve we the people, listen, they that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Furthermore, when you go to the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, how does it start out, friends? It starts out acknowledging we the people, okay? We the people in this country are in the government, and we need to get that into perspective. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments. And when we come back on the other side of this break, friends, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Moses and Elijah and David and Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I'm going to put to your candor the question, did they violate God's principles of submission when they refused to submit themselves to unjust authority that God did not place? With that said, we're going to be talking about that in just a moment on the other side of the break. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. We have some issues going on with our internet here, so we're broadcasting through the phone. I hope the signal is nice and clear, crystal clear for you to hear. With that said, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. That was yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, real quick, I want to highlight the fact that if you'd like to call in at any time, we are hooked up on Comrax, and that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. The Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Sons of Liberty Media YouTube just put up a brand new video yesterday. We have several hundred videos out there, folks. Just reminding those that listen to us every day, there's brand new videos being posted every day giving you the answers that Americans claim that they want. But keep in mind, the Constitution and the strength of the Constitution is found within the people that are willing to enforce the enumerated laws found within against the crime. There's no reason that 325.7 million people are falling to the likes of the deceptive CIA-controlled media, along with less than 1.7% of the population who is being used deceptively to conquer the rest of us. Now, do the math. How does that work? Dictators of the past, dictators in the present, we're seeing it in America today. The media is always used to promulgate the lie to oppress the rest of us, to polarize the rest of us. In fact, friends, to prove my point, if you just go get gas today, or you go to the grocery store, or you just go to the store, your drugstore, whatever the case might be, just have a conversation with someone and spark up some of the things that matter the most to Americans. And you're going to find out 9 times out of 10, they're going to agree with exactly what you're saying. So you got to beg the question as to why is it that it seems like we are paralyzed through fear, the fear of man, which is a snare, the Bible tells us. Why are we paralyzed to stand up and do anything that's going on out there right now? Because they've convinced you that there's more of them than there really is. And just so you know, this is a Saul Alinsky tactic, friends. Any propagandist will tell you that they are used to suppress the majority so the minority can have their way. America, it's time for you to wake up. With God on your side, who can be against you? Amen. I also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in at any time, again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Let's get back over to what we were talking about on Wednesday. We were talking about Romans chapter 13. And this all was brought about, friends, from an individual that was going back and forth with me on Tuesday on live chat, where we seem to have a lot of people going back and forth, which is great. I love that. We're inciting conversation here, important conversation. And we're putting questions to ourselves as to what the Word of God says. Well, what's being told to us by the modern-day professors is that we are to submit to authority. Well, we're not called to submit to authority that has been ordained by God, where they themselves are not enforcing the rule of law. Again, keep in mind our founding forefathers are quoted as saying, John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, that the government's purpose is to restrain men from violating God's moral law. That's found in 1 John 3:4. You can also read Exodus 20 when you get a moment. But now we're being told that, well, listen, if they're corrupt, it doesn't matter. But, friends, the Word of God tells us just the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, if you take the time to peruse the U.S. Constitution, you will find in many articles, namely Article 2, Section 4, that if they violate the Constitution, the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, to the smallest jot or tittle concerning misdemeanors, friends, that you are to remove them, and once they are removed, you are to charge them. Again, friends, keep in mind, they're not above the law. This is the message. America, justice guards our liberty, and justice is what you need. Well, you're not going to have justice until you put into perspective exactly what the Word of God says and exactly what our founding documents say. And it's interesting, at the very end of the U.S. Constitution, it states in the year of our Lord, 1787, when you go back to the Declaration of Independence, it makes four references to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the laws of nature, nature's God, we receive our rights given unto us by our Creator. It talks about our forefathers appealing to the supreme judge of the world and so on and so forth. And then we go back at divine providence. It talks about in the Declaration of Independence, divine providence, right? The God of heaven. And with that said, if you go back to the Mayflower Compact, friends, it does nothing but smack of the pulpit. So where we're in contrast, listening to over 300,000 ignorant, biblically illiterate, ignorant individuals trying to tell us that we are to submit to tyranny, I'm here to tell you first and foremost the message of the Bible and the message of our forefathers. Three quarters of the document, that documentation and that document called the Declaration of Independence, three quarters of that document is our forefathers, again, 55 signers, 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population, throwing off the tyrant king across the pond who would not be ruled by God. And keep in mind that the slogan, folks, that was given unto us by our forefathers was a picture of Moses crossing the Red Sea while the Pharaoh and his armies were being overthrown within the waters of the Red Sea. And what did they write out there? Right outside, across, or right in a big circle in the slogan, it says, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. So these pulpits that are preaching opposite of what is true have brainwashed the last six decades of the up-and-comings, and know why that they're confused. There you have it. But I also want to tell you, you have a Bible too. You have the Constitution. In public schools, they have the Declaration of Independence on the wall. In many high schools across the country, they have the Constitution. So there is no excuse, and we cannot point the finger at others for what we have left off. for what we have left undone, because we have the obligation through the commandments of God to know his word as well. Again, the word says, study and show yourself approved unto God, a workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We are firstly to know the doctrine that Christ has given unto us. It's one of the first prerequisites when the Lord said, when you follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me. He also said that you are to know the doctrine. We're to know the doctrine of the Word of God from the very beginning to the very end. And don't leave off just the Old Testament and say, well, we're not under the Old Testament, we're under the New Testament. Wait, keep in mind the Old Testament is the character of God. Have you ever seen a movie where there's two parts and you've seen the second part, but you didn't see the first? Well, you get pretty messed up, don't you? So what you have to do is you have to fulfill it all from the very beginning, Genesis all the way to Revelations, because the New Testament is nothing but what? A fulfillment of the Old Testament. And Jesus said in Matthew 5, think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Now, with that said, read Matthew. What's the first thing that you see? 14, 14, and 14. You see the genealogies of what? All the Old Testament characters, the patriarchs, all the way to the present. Why is that so important? Well, if the Lord thought it was important enough for us to know it, then we should take it as being important for us to know it, okay? And I'm talking about for us to do our due diligence to understand every single one of those people that are laid out in that genealogy, 14, 14, and 14. In the book of Matthew, okay? So, that being the precess, I want to get on with what we were talking about. And I want to lay this out really quick before this next break, but I got a question for you. Did Moses violate God's principles of submission to authority when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster in defense of his fellow Hebrew? Just curious. You know, it's also interesting to note, and I highlighted this on Wednesday, and it's worth reiterating the point that Moses was called the meekest man alive, but God commanded him to go to the face of the king of the world, the Pharaoh, and to tell him to let his people go. The meekest man alive was commanded by God to go to the strongest government in the world, and to command him to his face to let God's people go. And when his heart was hardened, which God did harden Pharaoh's heart, God began to drop the judgments from heaven upon those that were oppressing the children of Israel. Now, a question for you. Was that a violation of God's principles of submission, or was it God's commandment to go tell the Pharaoh to submit? And it's the same thing in American government today, folks. As long as we're a law-abiding citizens, we're going to remain a free people. As long as those that represent we, the people, uphold their oath and swearing to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, guess what? We're all good. But when one side falls and begins to transgress the laws that we are all to obey, guess what's going to happen? We're going to have some serious problems. But what happens when those that are supposed to administer the law, namely the magistrates that were appointed by God in Romans 13, the question is, who are we supposed to then to submit to? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to tell you thank you very much for listening to us today. Having some issues with our online, this company that we work with right now is just something else. It seems like the more we ask them to help us, the more they mess it up. So we're trying to get a stronger signal, more Wi-Fi power from like 4 megabytes up to 15 megabytes, so we have a really super crystal clear screen for you guys to take a look at. I wanted to let you know, someone had asked a little bit earlier, when we're on, are we on all the time? Yep, we're on all the time, 6 days a week, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time in Minneapolis here, and we broadcast across the country into 107 affiliates, 6 days a week, and on Saturdays it's 2 to 4 p.m.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The California parents who abused and tortured some of their 13 children were sentenced on Friday to life in prison. But what exactly does life in prison mean? USA Radio Network's legal analyst and host of Radio Law Talk, Fred Penny, explains.
Life in prison does not necessarily mean life. It means 25 years to life, and with good behavior, they can knock off 15% of that. They could be out of prison in 21 and a half years.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan held a joint news conference with Japan's foreign ministers. Pompeo was asked about Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election.
We will talk about the steadfast requirement that Russia not engage in activity that impacts the capacity of our democracy to be successful, and their interference in our election creates risk there.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right and finds more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with everyday savings on the supplies you use most. Now get 10% off 5-gallon buckets of Valspar Contractor Coat and Storm Coat paints. And save when you buy in bulk, because when you buy three or more Purdy brushes, you get 15% instant savings. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 424. Purdy offer valid through 6-5. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Again, the Sons of Liberty friends you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're just talking about those, namely God's children, that have obeyed him and resisting tyranny and confronting tyranny every step of the way. As a matter of fact, that's the history of the Word of God. I have a Bible right behind me right now from the 15th century, and it's interesting to note that this Bible, it's called the Geneva Bible, and if you look at the side of it, it has notes of our forefathers as to how to deal with tyrants. America, you're in this time today. And I don't know if it's just you or me, but I've always been raised to believe that these colors don't run. And I'm not talking about the arm of the flesh, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I'm talking about prayer and doing of the Word of God, okay? Faith without works is dead. And we're doers of the Word, not hearers, only deceiving ourselves. But you need to study your heritage and study the past so you can predict the future. But you have to do to make sure that we have a hope and a future for ourselves and for our posterity, the way that our forefathers thought of us in the process. Again, read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Now, back to this, talking about Romans 13 and turning it right side up. I just laid to your candor. Did Moses violate God's principles of submission when he went and told the Pharaoh to release his people? Of course not. He obeyed God. But you're being told just the exact opposite today from the 300,000 pulpits that remain silent on the issues, silent on telling you the truth. The greatest advocates to the abortion industry, to the sodomite industry and lobby in the United States of America, to the Muslim invasion in America. Did you know, by the way, I just got to add this right now. Did you know that the churches in America, did you know that they are the ones responsible for bringing the Muslims into the United States of America? Did you hear what I said? If there's a Muslim invasion going on in the United States of America right now, and they are coming here purposed for the very purpose of destabilizing this country, for creating domestic insurrection within, as the media continuously gives cover to them and continuously pits party against party, race against race, whatever the case might be, friends, because they want to divide and conquer this country. And they are attempting to initiate a global initiative worldwide. And it's happening right under your noses, regardless of who's in office. God's judgments are going forward, friends, and you can rest assured it's raining judgment even today. But getting back to this point, I got another one for you. Did Elijah violate God's principles of submission to authority when he openly challenged Ahab and Jezebel? Absolutely not. What about David? Did he violate God's principles of submission to authority when he refused to surrender to Saul's troops? Nope. What about Daniel? Did he violate God's principles of submission to authority when he disobeyed the king's law to not pray audibly to God? No, absolutely not. Did the three Hebrew children violate God's principles of submission to authority when they refused to obey the image of the state? Absolutely not. And look what happened when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't bow. They didn't burn. Friends? And Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And guess what? That country, instead of serving that which Nebuchadnezzar created, his false god, acknowledged the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And guess what? He, at the end of the day, because they obeyed the Lord, friends, that whole country began to worship the same God as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And why is that? Because when they obeyed, the fourth man showed up. Do you want the fourth man to show up? Then obey the Lord regardless of, folks, what it may cost. And by the way, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego just said that. They said, if not, we still won't bow. But they didn't bow, and they didn't burn. Did John the Baptist violate God's principles of submission to authority when he publicly scolded King Herod for his infidelity? Folks, where are these hirelings in the pulpits coming up with the fact that Christians are somehow supposed to submit to tyranny? Nowhere can you find that. Nowhere. 1-866-582-9933. Did Paul violate God's principles of submission to authority when he refused to obey those authorities who demanded that he abandon his mission's work? No. As a matter of fact, Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, spent almost as much time in jail as he did outside of jail. Just think about that. And just this last Wednesday when I was highlighting this message, friends, I highlighted the fact that Peter was unjustly thrown into prison in Acts 12, 5 through 17, if you remember right. And I hope you also remember that it was an angel of God, an angel that the Lord sent forth to release him from prison. And this happened a couple times. And if it wasn't for the angel of the Lord releasing them from prison, they would have been martyrs, no question about it. What about Paul and Silas in prison as they were praising the Lord? Who sent that earthquake to jar the prison doors open and to loose the chains from off their feet and to, by the way, get the jail guard, right, saved? Remember, he was so afraid of what was going on. He said, how must I be saved? And at the end of the day, him and his family administered to the wounds of Silas and Paul, and the whole household was saved. See what happens when you don't bow, America? See what happens when you don't bow? He shows up. Remember that, and this is important for people to hear. Remember that every apostle of Christ, except John, John at Patmos, they tried to throw him in a cauldron of boiling oil. He was the only one that miraculously lived. 11 of the 12 were martyred. Okay? Who killed them? Well, every apostle of Christ except John was killed by guess who, friends? Hostile civil authorities opposed to their endeavors. Just like that of the Pharisees, the Herodians and the Pharisees, friends. Corrupt governments, and corrupt Pharisaical, religious, heretical individuals that didn't want to lose their place or their nation. That's why they killed Jesus Christ and the apostles. They wanted the control. How many parables did Jesus give concerning that very thing that I just highlighted? And furthermore, friends, when you begin to look at what Pilate said before he was crucified, the Bible tells us that Pilate knew that the Pharisees were envious of him, and that's why they delivered him up. So let's keep in mind, friends, that every apostle, including Jesus Christ, they were killed by hostile civil authorities opposed to their endeavors. Are you supposed to submit to that, friends? Nope. And our forefathers, through the Constitution, and 34% of all documentation concerning that Constitution, which is extracted and derived from the Word of God, friends, they've empowered us every step of the way to ensure our freedom in teaching us how to deal with those that mean to corrupt us. When you look at the Bill of Rights, what are they? They're the Bill of Rights. When you look at the First Amendment, it says Congress shall make no law, right? And that applies to every one of the amendments. Congress shall not. Congress shall not. Who's Congress? They are our voice. They are our representatives, okay? The Bill of Rights are the thou shall not to those that serve we the people. They are there to safeguard our freedoms. What are they doing today, friends? They're busy trying to disarm you like nobody's business today. They're attacking you every step of the way. And as I've said before, and I'll say it again, ever since September 11th, friends, the question that I lay to your candor once again is, who has your government attacked? Who is your government and all these agencies that they have created since September 11th? Who have they attacked more than the American people? I'll give you the answer. Nobody. Nobody. Friends, Christians throughout church history were imprisoned, tortured, killed by civil authorities of all stripes for what? For refusing to submit to their various policies that they call law and their various prohibitions, okay? Keep in mind their policies and their prohibitions are only there in an attempt to safeguard the power that they mean to hold on to. And as you allow them to continuously do that, by the way, friends, you are allowing them to wield more power over yourselves. Okay? You're adding strength to tyranny when you do submit to the likes of those that we're calling out even now. We're not called to submit to tyranny nowhere. We're called to submit to God and throwing off tyranny. And when we put that into perspective, friends, I'll tell you what, we're going to understand exactly what our forefathers exhibited, exactly what our forefathers established. But we have to practice what they preached through their lives. So, with that said, friends, keep in mind, did all of these Christian martyrs violate God's principles of submission to authority? And by the way, this is just the tip of the iceberg. No! They obeyed the Lord in all things. So even the great prophets, apostles, and writers of the Bible, including the writer of Romans chapter 13, guess what? They understood that human authority, even civil authority, is limited. Hey, Americans, does this sound familiar? There's limited authority. Let me give you a little bunny trail here. The states, friends, are not the creation of the federal government. The federal government is a creation of the states. Today, the American people, along with the states, have submitted themselves to the federal government, who has so far passed their scope of authority that you have now subjected yourself to far more than our forefathers ever put up with. Ever put up with. Look at how you're being assailed today. Look at how the babies in the womb are being assailed today. Look at how they are revising the church in America step by step by step by step. Folks, they're causing you to accept that which is good. They're causing you to believe now evil is good and good is evil. They're causing you to believe that now darkness is light and light is darkness, and hopefully not. But again, this is what I'm doing here today and giving you this message. We're being the light as Christians, and we're reproving darkness, and we're keeping to the text of the Word of God. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty friends, thank you for joining us on live chat. Again, I love the interaction. If you want to call in at any time, last segment, 1-866-582-9933. Getting back to Romans 13, folks, let me reiterate the point. You are called nowhere in Scripture or in the Constitution of the United States of America to submit to tyranny in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, your forefathers taught you through the Declaration of Independence to throw off tyranny. And when you look in provision, Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 3, and other provisions in the U.S. Constitution, this is the message the American people need to send to American government, that we will not tolerate your crimes, that we will have you removed, and we will have you charged. And when we do that, friends, we are going to send a strong message to corruption that we will not tolerate it anymore. Another side note. I hear this all day long. People are sick and tired of being sick and tired of the injustice in this country. They're sick and tired of the corrupt media, which lawfully needs to be dealt with. They're sick and tired of corrupt politicians who believe that they're above the law. Yet what we have in this country is we have over 300,000 pulpits in America through biblical illiteracy teaching people in this country, their little sheeple, how to make themselves prey to the wolves that mean to devour. Now, it's interesting to note that Ben Franklin himself said that if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour, speaking of corruption in government. Well, this is exactly what the pulpits in America are preaching today. And it's exactly what their little sheep people are taking on and acting accordingly, adding strength to tyranny by allowing themselves to submit to the tyrants themselves. And no wonder why politicians act in such a fashion. No wonder why politicians act like they're demigods. They believe they're above the law because the American people don't deal with them when they violate the very laws that they're to uphold. Shame on Americans that allow that kind of stuff. Shame on you. Now, going back to this, we were just talking about limited authority. Hey, folks, Paul makes it clear in the Bible that our submission to civil authority must be predicated on more than fear of governmental retaliation, right? Notice he said, wherefore you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience, which means with knowledge, conscience sake. Meaning our obedience to civil authority is more than just because they said so. It's also a matter of conscience. This means we must think and reason for ourselves regarding the justness and rightness of our government's laws. Obedience is not automatic or robotic, okay? It's a result of both rational deliberation and moral approbation, period. Therefore, there are times when civil authority may need to be resisted, and that day is now, America. Either governmental abuse of power or the violation of conscience or both could precipitate civil disobedience, and that's exactly what this is leading to. If you want reformation and you want a revolution in a peaceful manner, then we obey the law by enforcing the law against the crimes. We don't want anarchy. We don't want a state of domestic insurrection from any quarter in the United States of America. But it's when the American people submit to the one nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and deal with corruption, we begin to teach those that are corrupting law the fear of God and teaching them to depart from iniquity. And the way that we teach others the fear of God is by showing them that we're not going to tolerate their crimes. Again, the back of the Supreme Court chambers, Moses and the Ten Commandments, right under him it says, justice, the guardian of liberty. Friends, we the people need to come together and network and deal with corruption, because we see on a daily basis those that are in the courts and those that have been put in authority. And by the way, the judges sit during good behavior, not bad behavior. Read Article 3, Section 1. But we're beginning to see more and more of visual anti-justice, just justice, from the people, because justice is not being delivered in the courts any longer, for the most part. And again, that is one of the topics that people are sick and tired of all across the country. So again, there are times when civil authority may need to be resisted, either governmental abuse of power or the violation of conscience. And of course, how and when we decide to resist civil authority is entirely a separate issue. But today is the day, friends. I don't know what else needs to happen for the American people to stand up and say, that's enough. I had a lady, friends, just text recently. We have a contributor named Matt Agarist. He's a veteran. He's a good guy. And he exposes police corruption in the United States of America. We're seeing a lot of it. And she emails me, she texts me over, and she says, I can see that this is an anti-cop website. And I wrote back to her and I said, are you kidding me? First of all, I didn't write the article. Secondly, Matt Agarist did, and I stand with him with every word that he said, okay? And I also want to let you know, ma'am, that good cops are just as angry with the bad cops as we are. And then she said back to me, my husband happens to be a cop too. I said, does that make us bad because we want bad cops to uphold the law rather than to violate the law? This is how dummied down people have become in this country. And it reminds me of that of Elijah, the prophet, the holy prophet of God in 1 Kings 18. When he was on the backside of the desert and Jezebel and Ahab were killing off all the prophets, those that were walking in the power of God, confronting the corrupt king and his wife, this little witch. And what's the first thing the corrupt king said to Ahab, or I'm told to Elijah, forgive me. He called him the troubler. He called the holy man of God the troubler. Well, he was right, By the way, we're in those times today because that's all you have to do to get in trouble, America, is to tell the truth. But hold to it, okay? But the corrupt King Ahab said of Elijah, you're a troubler. And what did Elijah say by the Spirit of God? I'm not the troubler, King Ahab. You and your fathers are because you have forgotten the commandments of God. We need to think, America, but we need to study the Torah and our laws found within each one of our states so we can make distinction between what is right and what is wrong in the eyes of God, namely the God that so many profess that they love in this country. If you love him, then obey him. Isn't it interesting? There's so many that profess their love for God, but they don't love the things that he loves, and they don't hate the things that he hates. Well, the question I have then is, where's the love? Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. If we have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, we're going to love what God loves, and we're going to hate what God hates. You're going to be offended by what God's offended by. And I want to tell you what offends me more than anything, friends, is injustice. I hate it. I can't stand it. And if God put that in my heart to hate injustice, then what do you suppose he's commanding me to do? And out of love back to him, because I see what Christ did for me on the cross, on Calvary, when he shed the cross with his blood to wash me from my own sin, to redeem me back unto the Father, what do you think that my heart's going to be motivated to do? To right the wrongs. Read Amos 5 when you get a moment. Or to establish judgment within the gate. You know what the Bible says? It says they hated him that established judgment in the gate. We need to make sure we understand whose side of the fence we are on, friends, because the love of God is gauged by the Word of God and the risen Christ, not by man's opinion or man's theology or man's denomination and his fallen reprobate state. And reprobate means what? It means people that are given over to sin. They have the inability to judge rightly because they have not the Spirit of God. And why don't they have the Spirit of God? Because they've never repented for violating God's moral law, Exodus 20. Also read Galatians 3:24. Now, friends, I have less than 1 minute. And I'm going to pick this up again from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time tomorrow live on national radio, on international radio. And I would that you would join me so I can get through the whole message, because there's still more parts of this message that the American people need to hear. But again, I want you to listen carefully. You are, as long as you are just and right before God first and before man, you are to submit to injustice nowhere. And I want to tell you what, friends, let the crimes of the unjust swell our ranks. Because America, I want to tell you something across the boards, it is. The corrupt are swelling the ranks of the righteous because the righteous have had enough of the crime that's taking place. When you look at how the media continuously promulgates and broadcasts the message of all the corruption taking place in this country, rest assured it's the American people that have not submitted to God first and foremost. And secondly, it shows you a dereliction of duty when it comes to those that call themselves the authorities in which they are to enforce the laws against the crime. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.